Another Pulitzer announced today, the prize for general nonfiction. It was awarded to Steve Call for his book Ghost Wars, The Secret History of the CIA, Afghanistan, Bin Laden, From the Soviet Invasion to September 10, 2001.
Steve Call is associate editor of the Washington Post. He's also an occasional commentator here, and he joins us from the Post. Congratulations.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks very much.
Ghost Wars is about clandestine operations, and I wonder what you've learned, both as an author and also as a career newspaper correspondent, about covering clandestine affairs, and particularly the difference between covering them in retrospect for a book and trying to get them right in the paper day to day.
Well, obviously, it's very hard work, and you have to understand, I think, first of all, what the structure of decision-making about covert action is if you hope to try to penetrate it. That was one of the lessons I learned, both as a researcher on this book and as a newspaper reporter over years covering these subjects. There is, in the United States, a rule of law that governs covert action. It's not often apparent in the actions themselves, but if you understand the structure of decision-making, you can start to chip away at it.
If you understand the structure of decision-making, what's the key to understanding that structure?
Well, first of all, it's to understand where authority for covert action and the money for covert action comes from, and to recognize that in our system, it's a coalition of people who decide even secret activity of this kind. It's not two men bunkered over at Langley acting on their own. And so these decisions are often accompanied by arguments and policy debates, and there lies an opening for a journalist to try to get inside that debate.
Frequently in this story, one reads that while the CIA and perhaps the Pentagon felt this way about it, they were very leery of what the State Department thought about it because they preferred another course of action.
Yes, that kind of conflict often, unfortunately, led to paralysis. So that, in, for instance, the decision by the United States to leave Afghanistan after the Soviets withdrew was in many ways a product of indifference and paralyzed debate rather than deliberation and a sort of firm decision that we ought to go.
Which leads to a question. Did you come away from writing Ghost Wars convinced that what befell us on September 11th, 2001, the day after the end of your narrative, whether that could have been averted but for a failure of intelligence or but for a failure of policymaking?
I do think that September 11th was a failure of foreign policy as much as a failure of intelligence, at least as much as. And that really, as Tenet said at one point along the way,
this is former CIA director George Tenet.
Yes, former CIA director George Tenet. He said, you know, covert action can't be a substitute for failed overt policy. Covert action can extend a policy you're willing to talk about in the open and commit all of your national power to. But if you're just trying to thread a needle with a spy, you're often going to wind up disappointed.
In the history of the U.S. Relationship with various groups in Afghanistan and the story of Osama bin Laden, did you come away with any particular heroes whom you hadn't gone in admiring especially but came away saying, there was somebody who made quite a contribution to this country?
Well, yes, in two kinds. First, the Afghans themselves, who included many people, notably Ahmad Shah Massoud and others, who had an understanding, a rich, detailed, nuanced understanding of the character of their country's catastrophes, that if it had been listened to by the United States, would have made a difference, I think, to our policy in the run-up to September 11th. And then in the second category, there was a world of dissent inside the U.S. bureaucracy at key points along the way, expressed by career civil servants, foreign service officers in some cases, intelligence officers in other cases, people who are willing to put their comfortable and not very glamorous careers on the line in order to speak up for something that they thought was important. And their voices ring on the record that's available to us now. Unfortunately, they just weren't very well listened to at the time.
Well, Steve Call, congratulations once again, and thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks very much.
Steve Call, who is associate editor of the Washington Post, is the author of Ghost Wars, The Secret History of the CIA, Afghanistan, and Bin Laden, From the Soviet Invasion to September 10, 2001. Today, the book and the author were awarded the Pulitzer Prize for General Nonfiction.
A complete list of the Pulitzer winners is at our website, npr.org.